DCH Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. China's top lawmaker Li arriving today on a four-day official visit. Health Ministry to launch nationwide dengue control campaign and blackouts in Ukraine blamed on Russian attacks. Now the news in detail. Chairman of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress of the People's Republic of China, Li Jiangsu, will be arriving in Kathmandu today. Li will be embarking on a four-day official visit at the invitation of House Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota. According to Foreign Affairs Ministry, Speaker Sapkota and Li will hold delegation-level bilateral talks today itself. During his stay in Nepal, Li will pay courtesy calls to President Vidyadev Bhandari on September 14 and Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuwa on September 13. Li will also meet with Chairperson of the National Assembly Ganesh Prasad Timmel Sinha and Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Naren Khadka. Li will also hold separate meetings with CPN-UML Chairperson K.P. Sama Oli and CPN Maoist Center Chairman Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda during his Nepali stay. Chairman Li will return home on September 15. Home Minister Balkishna Khad and Minister of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Govinda Sarma Koirala held a meeting with Chairman of CPN Maoist Centre Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda. In the meeting held this morning at Dahal Residence in Kumaltar of Lalitpur, current issues were discussed. In the meeting, Home Minister Khad informed that there was a discussion about the House of Representatives and provincial Assembly elections scheduled for November 20 and various bills pending in the House of Representatives and the National Assembly. Similarly, in the meeting, there was also a discussion about the progress made so far in terms of meeting the demands of various political parties who have agreed and made agreements with the government of Nepal at various times. Ministry for Health and Population had decided to launch a nationwide campaign to control dengue in view of the rapidly growing cases in the country of late. Over 7,500 dengue patients have been reported in the country since its breakout recently, according to ministry. The ministry wrote to the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration so as to mobilize all 753 local levels to control the mosquito-borne virus. Disease. Chief Public Health Administrator in the Ministry, Bhim Prasad Sapkota, informed the search and destroy larva campaign to be put in place aims to find out places where mosquitoes larva hides and destroy them to prevent and control dengue. Each local level will launch a drive that will encourage people in their locality to search or find the places where dengue carrying mosquitoes lay eggs and destroy them. Sapkota said that the drive will launch for around 10 minutes every Saturday at 10 a.m. Sapkota informed local communities and people's representatives will coordinate efforts to implement the campaign in each household every Saturday. An elderly man was killed when a tiger attacked him at Madhuban Municipality 2 in Bardia district. Police said the deceased identified as Joe Tharu Tharu, 61, of Ambarpur in the municipality, was grazing buffaloes in the local Kusminiya community forest when the attack took place. Tharu, who had gone missing since Sunday, was found dead in the forest today morning. Police said, following a police complaint lodged by the victim's family, a joint team of Nepal Police, Armed Police Force and Nepal Army, local government, Division Forest Office Bardia and local people launched a search and found him dead. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia aims to deprive people of light and heat by causing power cuts across eastern Ukraine in revenge for a Ukrainian counteroffensive. Blackouts reportedly affected millions of people in the eastern Kharkiv and Donetsk region. The Kharkiv city mayor says power is now restored. It comes after Ukraine said it had retaken over 3,000 square kilometers in an eastern counter-offensive. Kharkiv mayor said Russian attacks on civilian infrastructure left much of his city without power or water on Sunday evening. He called it a vile and clinical attempt at revenge for the Ukrainian army's recent successes. In a defiant post on social media after the power cuts, President Zelensky accused Russia of carrying out terrorist acts by targeting civilian infrastructure. Thousands of people are expected to line Edinburgh's streets as Scotland says its final farewell to the Queen. The King and members of the royal family will follow the coffin in a procession along the Royal Mile to St. Giles Cathedral on Monday afternoon. Guns will be fired every minute, with the final round of shots being fired as the hearse stops outside the cathedral. A service will be held and then the Queen will lie at rest there until Tuesday afternoon, allowing members of the public to pay their last respects. Preparations have been made for a queue that could stretch half a mile. Japanese officials may further relax border controls for foreign travelers as a way to boost its economy, local reports say. Deputy Chief Cabinet Secretary said local TV a weak yen was most effective in attracting inbound tourism. The yen slid to its lowest point against the US dollar in 24 years last week, dropping as much as 1.7%. He said a cap on daily entries could be lifted in the not-so-distant future. Japan has barred most foreign visitors for the last 2 years amid measures to slow the spread of COVID. Last year, overseas visitors were even banned from the delayed 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games. Other reports suggest the government may scrap the daily cap on arrivals altogether. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumini Province. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at a few places in the rest of the provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. China's top lawmaker Li arriving today on a 4-day official visit. Health Ministry to launch nationwide dengue control campaign and blackouts in Ukraine blamed on Russian attacks. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Red Nepal. Have a good day.